An environmental disaster that's also a perplexing mystery.
A classic whodunit? Hardly. We know whodunit.
Coast Guard here in New Orleans received a call that Deepwater Horizon had an explosion and a fire.
There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
So let me be clear. BP is responsible for this leak.
Responsibility may be clear, but that's about the only thing we know for sure about the Gulf oil spill that is now contained. Have we comprehended it fully, though? I mean, what just happened?
The oil is from the BP spill. That is confirmed. It is BP oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill. The question is, how did it get here?
Where did all that oil go? Just one of the unanswered questions from this disaster slash mystery. All hour long, the questions, some answers, and voices we met along the way.
5 months of crisis in 1 hour. Then we'll let you have your life back.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. That's right, a full hour taking a look at lessons learned and what just happened in the five-month crisis in the Gulf. It's Tuesday, September 21st.
Lessons learned and maybe the lessons that weren't learned and should have been. But let's check in on the morning's news first. In southern Afghanistan, a helicopter crash early this morning has left 9 NATO members dead. It was the worst coalition chopper crash in 4 years, and it brings the number of NATO members killed in Afghanistan this year to 529. That means this year's is the war's deadliest for NATO. The crash took place in an area where troops have recently ramped up pressure on the Taliban. NATO says there was no sign of enemy fire, but the crash is under investigation. And the Great Recession is over, officially, and in fact has been for more than a year. The National Bureau of Economic Research says the Great Recession ended last June. Speaking at a D.C. town hall broadcast on CNBC, President Obama said he's been focusing on putting new economic policies for businesses in place to lead the country to recovery.
Businesses now are profitable. The financial markets are stabilized. We haven't increased taxes on businesses. Actually, we have instituted about 50 tax cuts, many of them going to businesses, large and small.
But the president warned it will take time to move past the effects of the 18-month downturn.
There are a lot of plans in place that can make improvement, but It's slow and steady as opposed to the kind of quick fix that I think a lot of people would like to see.
That's the president speaking at a CNBC town hall held at the museum in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Now that it's blown out well in the Gulf of Mexico, is finally sealed and dead officially. The company said Monday it's creating a nonprofit company to respond to other blown out wells in the area. BP will be joining 4 other major oil companies, ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and Shell for the project. BP will also be making all of its deep water containment equipment available. That equipment certainly got some work over the last 5 months. Joining us now for this full hour is Robert Hernan, author of This Borrowed Earth, Lessons from the 15 Worst Environmental Disasters Around the World. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John. Good to
see
you again.
So as one of our guides for this hour, where did the oil go, by the way? Can you help me with that?
That's the $64 million question. We certainly know some of it's on the shore. It's in the wetlands. It's buried underneath the sand. Much of it's been recovered from the shore. The great unknown is what's going on underneath the surface of the water. The reports of plumes under there, stuff on the bottom of the Gulf.
Can you help me with that? Oil on the bottom? I thought oil floats, Robert.
It's this misconception. Oil doesn't mix with water. It does. There's certain fractions of oil that will mix with water, and that makes it heavier and then falls down to the ocean. We saw that in Exxon Valdez.
Robert Hernan, well, before we give you all your lives back out there listening to The Takeaway, that's just one of the things you're going to learn this hour. Stay with us. Robert will be back all hour long.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are mixed, though. The Dow starts at 10,753, the S&P at 1,142, and the NASDAQ opens up at 2355. So, as John said, we're going to take this hour to kind of look back at the Gulf Coast oil disaster, put it in perspective, and try to learn some lessons. But we want to hear from you. What is your takeaway? What's the moral of your story? And if you still have questions about the oil spill, what are they? 8778-MY-TAKE.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.